I landed in Tokyo today. There were two nice people at the immigration desk at Narita Kūkō who were very helpful. After I'd showed them a passport, they asked me several questions about why I'm coming to Japan, where I was staying, and how long I would be here. I was a bit nervous, but they smiled and welcomed me to Nihon. Once I finished with customs, I went out into the huge and noisy arrival lobby. Jun-kun stood among all of the other greeters with his otosan and okasan. Jun-san's otosan, holding up a sign with my name on it, was easy to spot. I'm so glad they are as friendly as I imagined. I was pretty nervous about whether or not we would like each other, but it looks like we'll get along fine. Jun-kun is a little taller than I am, and he's very thin. He's a really friendly guy, but he does seem like a little geeky. Once we left Narita Airport, we boarded for the train for Tokyo. The train was amazing. By pushing a lever, you could turn the seats around 180 degrees to adjust to the new direction of the train or to be able to face your friends or family members. There were even vending machines selling drinks, telephone cards, and disposable cameras in one of the cars. I've never seen anything like that. The train ride seemed long, about an hour, and that wasn't all. Then we have to ride the bus for 15 minutes from Tokyo Station to Jun-kun no ie. Jun-kun brought along a manga and read almost the entire book before we reached his ie. I was excited, but exhausted too. I remember seeing rice fields and temples, and then lots of cars and buildings. I was a bit nervous about finally meeting the rest of Jun-kun no gokazoku. Once we got to his house, his mother went out to get tempura for dinner while I went to the room to unpack. I almost forgot my omiyage, but I grabbed it out of my bags at the last minute and brought it downstairs. They seemed to appreciate the gifts. After we ate the delicious tempura, they gave me some green tea and cookies and let me take a bath and rest. I was more tired than I realized and nearly fell asleep in the bathtub.